My name is Richard Fieldhouse, and I'm here with the NASGP podcast, again, The Art of GP Locuming. And I'm doing a roundup of the latest edition of the Sessional GP magazine, the June 2018 edition, our 101st. Sarah's not with me today. She is, as we speak, at the developers. We are pushing out in the next 48 hours, a big upgrade to the whole Locum Deck and SPIP platform. It's going smartphone friendly. If you're a user of it, you'd definitely have struggled on a smartphone. An iPad in landscape mode might have been okay, but anyway, it's getting a full makeover and it's going to be a lot easier to use and certainly a lot more smartphone friendly. So she's working on that. And the magazine is all together and now live. And really, the first article is something that we've actually both put together. It's about mistakes in the NHS, and I've provocatively called it "It's a Mistake to Improve Care in the NHS," because this is about mistakes and about how we have been and culturally are so bad at managing these in the NHS and in healthcare generally across the world. It's not unique to the NHS by any shape or form. And it really goes through the article. It is a long article. I mean, it's a good 4,000 words. And so what we're actually going to be doing is I'm going to probably skip through this particular article very quickly, because this is a lot of podcasts that Sarah and I are going to be doing together on this topic, where we're going to be fleshing it out a lot more. But it's pulling in two things, really. One is the work of Daniel Kahneman, Nobel Prize winner and behavioural psychologist, looking at all the heuristics and biases that cause us to make errors as human beings and how we're all fallible to these things, and how easy it is. And this is how it's just part of the way we're made up from evolution. And it also compares it again. We've also look at the book Black Box Thinking, which is particularly relevant at the moment with the Hadiz Bawagaba case, and all that being about learning from mistakes and really using mistakes to our advantage, hence the title. And so it's a big, long trawl through both Kahneman's work and Matthew Syed's book. And also we give a really interesting complaint against a locum and what the outcome of that was, and go through a black box approach to that. So that is both several podcasts in itself. It's a long article here. It actually goes along with, we've been doing quite a few talks and presentations recently. I've actually got a whole slide deck with this, which I put into video as well. So that might be another way to access the same content. Next up in the magazine, on page 4, we've got Liz Densley from Honey Barrett, who's put together an article for us on about tax and oh yeah, that boring subject. But this is they're all really good articles. But this is, again, if you're familiar with reading articles on money and accounts, Liz has got a great way of, very pithy way of putting them together. And this one is about how to earn more by working less. So the way tax goes, and because there are tax brackets, it's like with NHS pension annualisation, you can actually find yourself doing more work, earning a bit more money, but then paying even more in tax, and you've just been better off just working less. And Liz goes through how to kind of help identify where those gaps might be, and one or two really, really things that many of us could do right away to stop paying too much tax. But also just about being aware and cognizant of the fact that there are these thresholds that can affect us all. Then from the Medical Protection Society, we've got an article on apologising and saying sorry after complaints, and how it's something that we certainly allude to this in the article on making mistakes, but it's actually Because of the way we are as doctors, and with that goes something called cognitive dissonance. It's the difficulty we have, because we are so put up on a pedestal, to be as good as we possibly can be. And so to admit some mistakes is actually a really hard thing to do. But some good advice here on how to do that easily, and just the advantages, and how just how the sooner you apologise, the more sincerely you apologise, actually that it's far less harmful than actually just keeping quiet and not admitting anything. Really good read that from the MPS, from Rachel. After Rachel's article, there's an advert again for our charity, the As One from Health Poverty Action. Do take a look at that. If you click on the link, we've actually got a Just Giving page now as well, dedicated to the As One campaign. And we would love to raise some money, more money for them through that. If you're doing any sponsored events or anything like that, that's a great way to do it. Kate Little has put together an article about smartphones and the distractibility of them and our increasing inability to focus on things, and how important that is, and how to actually unplug from our smartphones. I mean, it sounds really trite to say it, but we're all guilty of it. I certainly am. And I too have actually been, there seems to be a whole flurry of books on the market at the moment and all sorts of articles on this, because I think research is now coming out to show how the pitfalls of this. I mean, we already know about smartphones and driving, and it really translates to all aspects of life. And we're just in a very slow motion car crash otherwise, by carrying on using these devices in all the ways that we currently are. But so Kate's put a really nice article there, well worth a read. Then from GPDQ, put together a article for us on home visiting and the dying art of home visiting, really, and how it's another arrow in our quiver, as it were, to assess a patient. And it's something we used to do an awful lot of, and we all know about the inefficiencies of it and the amount of time it takes to do visits, travelling there and everything else, but we're kind of losing out on the soft intelligence and actual the rich intelligence, really, that it can bring us, that can so much more add to the consultation. The next page is just a detail of one of Claire de Mortimer Griffin's beautiful paintings. This one is a watercolour of a fruit bowl, and we've really zoned in on part of it there. And of course, Claire does our front covers as well for the NESGP magazine. Do have a look at her other work online, because she's got really quite a collection of fantastic, really relaxing and stimulating pieces of art. And Judith Harvey has put together our penultimate article here on the Faroe Islands. And I love how Judith has put together three threads, really, which is the tradition and culture of an island of 50,000 people stuck in the middle of the sea, North Sea, between Iceland and Norway, off the coast of right north of Scotland, and how they have an annual tradition where pilot whales will come into a harbour where they're culled, and this has been going on for centuries, and it's been used as a food source, and it's a real important part of the island's culture, and it is a tradition, and it is also sustainable, but it is also very, very bloody. And the images you probably see every year during the cull are horrible, sea just running red with blood. But Judith puts that in perspective and puts it in context, but also puts it in context with the public health consultant who works on the island, and about the increasing levels of mercury in people's livers and kidneys that arise from eating a food source that is top of the food chain. And also puts in context of what goes with that is the environmental damage that A, comes through, potentially comes through fishing, but also through actual build-up of heavy metals in the food chain, particularly at the apex of the food chain. So really good article there. Must get Judith actually on a podcast as well to talk more at length about this, because it's based on a film, I think it's the BFI, British Film Institute, that Judith saw. And then last but not least is an article by Louise Hudman here on the latest NICE guidelines on heavy menstrual bleeding, and some real, again, some top tips that go with it, and that's worth a read as well. And all these articles will in time also appear on the NESGP website as blogs, so they'll be searchable and you'll be able to also digest them on there as well. So I hope that's interesting. Do take a look at the magazine. Speak to you on the next podcast. Thank you.